World leaders, diplomats, and activists from around the globe, some 50,000 of them, are gathering in Belém, Brazil, for the United Nations COP30 climate summit. The meetings come amid grim news about the rapid pace of climate change and the slow pace of action by nations to address the crisis.
It's no longer time for negotiations. It's time for implementation, implementation, implementation.
Antonio Guterres is the UN Secretary General. He noted that nations have fallen short in their commitments to limit greenhouse gas emissions. The nations attending the summit had agreed to the Paris Climate Accord goal of limiting warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius compared to pre-industrial levels. Guterres calls that limit a red line for humanity. But data now shows that the world will shoot past that goal, starting by the early 2030s at the latest.
We need a paradigm shift to limit these overshoots' magnitude and duration and quickly drive it down. Even a temporary average overshoot will have dramatic consequences. It could push ecosystems past irreversible tipping points, expose billions to unlivable conditions, and amplify threats to peace and security. Every fraction of a degree means more hunger, displacement, and loss, especially for those least responsible. This is moral failure and deadly negligence.
The climate summit is being hosted by Brazil in a city on the edge of the Amazon rainforest. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva opened the COP30 conference with a plea to take scientific warnings seriously. He told the world leaders, it's time to face reality and decide whether we have the courage and determination needed to change it. Organizers of the conference are hoping for more commitments of money and action to support the climate goals, calling the COP30 summit the implementation COP. But the world's three biggest carbon emitters will be absent from the meetings, China, India, and the United States. And the stakes could hardly be higher. Co Barrett is Deputy Secretary of the World Meteorological Organization.
The data is stark. 2025 is on track to rank among the warmest years on record, following 2024, the hottest year ever observed. Each fraction of a degree matters for communities facing floods, droughts, and heat extremes. Our message is clear. The path forward must be guided by science, strengthened by cooperation, and measured by the actions we take.
UN Chief Guterres says this climate conference must, in his words, ignite a decade of acceleration and delivery. He says countries must ramp up their contributions to limit warming and transition away from fossil fuels.
No more greenwashing, no loopholes.
He's also calling for a climate justice package for developing countries, with measures to protect workers and empower communities in a just transition with indigenous peoples leading the way.
The challenge is immense, but the choices are clear. No one can bargain with physics, but we can choose to lead or be led to ruin. Choose to make Belém the turning point, stand with science, stand for justice, stand for future generations, and I thank you.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.